Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah to Jesus. All right, let's get into the word. Let's talk about Hebrews 4:16. So can we read together, each and every one of us? One, two, read. One more time, let's read together. One. All right, so let's read together. One, two, read. And if you look at the scripture before that, you can tell why the scripture is being quoted. Tell why. So let's look at it. Verse 15, and we all read, one, two, read. For we do not have a high priest. Let's read again. One, two, read. Try to understand it as you are reading. One, two, read. In the old KJV, please. One, two, read. Alright, so we have a high priest who is touched. The Bible says we don't have a high priest who cannot be touched, isn't it? So we have a high priest who is what? Who has been touched already. Amen? With the feelings of our infirmities. What is infirmities? Their weaknesses as humans, isn't it? The weaknesses of humans. Alright, that was a resultant effect of the disobedience of Adam. You know, he had a nature of sin, and Adam, many people through the fall. Was it amen I heard? Okay. Hallelujah to Jesus. Through the disobedience of Adam, there was the nature of sin. The Bible says, by one man, sin came into the whole world. Can you remember our part of scripture? By one man, sin came into the whole world. Right? Church, are you here? All right, by one man, which is Adam. He said, by one man, sin has left, right? Christ Jesus, a greater man. Right now, we have received the gift of what? Grace and righteousness to reign on the earth. So, sin entered the world through the disobedience of Adam. And so, humanity's nature became weak. And the Bible says, we don't have a Savior who is not touched, who didn't relate with the feelings of our infirmity, that he related at every point with the feelings of our infirmity. So think about all the weakness that you had and have. The Bible says Jesus was touched by the feelings of those infirmity. He said, we don't have a high priest who is not touched. Because sometimes, I tell you the truth, if you are not careful, you think even God does not understand. He understands everything that you are going through. Are you here tonight? And when I say feelings of infirmities here, if I talk about infirmities here, I'm not talking about infirmities in terms of sin alone. I'm talking about those tough seasons of our life that we don't even have so much out together, when there's lack and etc. And we're tempted to think that God does not exist. God is not great. God is not mighty. Are we together? The Bible said Jesus had seasons in his life that he didn't have so much. Yes. Yes, that he related with all. So we can assume anything. It's more like filling the blank space, isn't it? Because the Bible says he related with all of our infirmities. He was not having so much at some point. All right? Are we together? Yes, he was not. And I'll show you how he came into this so much. But let's start with the weakness first. At some point, he said, if it is possible for this cup to pass me, Lord, let it pass me. Something like that, right? Can you remember? Lord, if it is possible for this cup. Can you remind me of that prayer? Lord, if it is possible, let this cup pass me by. Alright, Jesus said these words. What else again? Yes. No, I'm coming to that. There's another place again. You know, one time I was talking like this. Somebody said, at the time he flogged people in the temple. I said, I'm not sure. So I'll leave that side. Are we together? So he said that was one of Jesus' weaknesses. He had anger. He flogged people. I said, I don't believe that. I mean, I should not just assume anything. Are we together? What if that was the will of God that they should be flogged? You know, one time I was quoting 1 Corinthians 13. You people remember that I wanted to read one old rendition because of a particular part of scripture there. Can we see 1 Corinthians 13 from verse 4? From verse 4. In this KJV, the old KJV, charity suffers long and is kind. Charity, now that's love, right? Envied not, charity vaunted not itself. It is not poofed up. Next part of scripture, it says, do not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. It's not easily provoked. Yes. It's not easily provoked, but finally provoked. Now go back to where we were. So I said, I can't conclude that that was sin. Because love can be angry sometimes. I've been angry at some of you before. That does not mean I hate you. Sometimes Satan will make you understand that I hate you. Say, see the way pastor spoke to me like I'm not. You know, one time, one of our ladies who is not here again, they said she took my audio everywhere. We had a meeting with some leaders and I sparked so much in the meeting over her because she was misbehaving and I expected so much from her. So I sparked so much and, you know, spoke to her very, very angrily to a very, very fair measure. And after the whole meeting, she now took the audio and went to play for a few people. And finally, we suspended her because she wanted to be suspended. So she took the audio and started playing for people. See, imagine what my pastor, see how my pastor spoke to me. And the people were like, oh, there your pastor spoke to you like that. Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost is not in him. And I'm just wondering what they said. Of course, you know, a lot of people are full of biases and they consoled her. All right. Oh, geez, you need to leave this, what do they call it? Atmosphere. When a woman is being troubled by her husband in the house, they say the man is being what to her? Huh? No, there's this word ladies always use. Huh? Toxic, thank you. This toxic atmosphere, you need to live there. I believe that was probably what she told. And I heard one time that even got to some houses in Makurdi here that they shared it, you know. Because when we suspended her, she wanted to go with the boy she likes. So she sent it to the boy's family and they started saying, no, we want this lady, this is our wife. And they extended it to extended family. And of course, I heard the boy called and was telling me what was happening and blah, 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 blah. So I'm sure he was shocked that I was not even replying that. I said, that aside, make sure you focus on the will of God. And you know, it's troubling to tell me this kind of story and I did not even say a word about it. For the first time over 4 to 5 months, I'm talking about it. Because those things are not supposed to move me. You know, because I'm sure those people are full of biases, number one, the ones that would think it's not okay. Because nobody will carry the recordings of their father rebuking them and go and tell people outside. Have your fathers rebuked you before? Are they still your fathers? Alright, so it was a proof of immaturity. And that doesn't mean she's an evil person, but immature. Are we together? There's a proof that there's yet so much good that needs to happen. So love can be provoked, but not what? easily provoked. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And the provocation here is unto righteousness. Yes. If, for instance, you are missing services, and I said, why are you behaving like a child? You've been in church. Jesus said to the 12, you think he was shining his teeth when he said that? How long will I be with you before you are able to heal people? You think it was like, how long will I be with you? Look, read that part of scripture. How long will I be with you? Read it. You see an exclamation mark at the end. He was shouting at them. They couldn't heal the sick for over 3 years. Now, how many of you are 3 years in this church? Lift your hands up. I'm not saying 3 years at Ataki. You are more than 3 years. You can raise your hand too. Lift thy hands up. How many of you can heal an epileptic person? Imagine somebody come full of demons. And he said, how many demons do you have? He said, legion. Legion of demons. So, wait for Pastor Emma to come. Or Prophet Simon to come. Or maybe the HOD say, if Jesus remove legion, it is Jew that is supposed to remove legion on the head. And they wait for me. If I come, I'll be offended. It doesn't matter the number of demons they are supposed to live in one accord at the name of what? Jesus. All of them will live on an, like, you know, assembly when you are marching to your class. That's how they will march out in the name of Jesus. But what if I see a Christian who cannot do that? I probably may be offended that I've been raising, not any regular Christian out there, but I am your pastor. You are my first responsibility, not social media space. Are we together? What I see there? You are my first responsibility. I may not be excited. The Bible speaking about Paul in Hebrews 5, the Bible said Paul was not excited about certain Christians in verse 11 and 12. He said he expected more from them, that at this time they ought to be teachers, but they need somebody again to what? Teach them the elementary principles. You can see it here, verse 12. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again. That means they've taught them before. Again, which be the first word? Principles of the oracles of God. And I become such as have need of... Alright, give me the NKJV. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Alright, let me read it again, please. For the KJV always does this thing to me every time. You will have to catch me many times. For though sometimes you read KJV just by faith, you don't even know where you are landing at. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not what? Solid food. Meaning carry pap and start feeding this person again. Because he's behaving like a child. She's behaving like a child. Some of you have seen how pastors, sometimes your pastors hate you this. Or your it's worse with me sometimes. You're saying a very important issue. And when you are done, I'm asking you if we need to finish up something in church. And that's fine. Nothing will happen. And I believe sometimes Satan is telling you, I think this is the affirmation. This guy does not care about us. Very, very serious matter. Say, sir, every time the thing keeps happening and every time, say, where are you going to be in church next? Make sure your friend follows you and come. Yes, sir. All right, we'll see you again. Yes, sir. So we'll talk about it next time. And sometimes the pastor does not even call you to talk about it. And sometimes when we go back home and think about that, your problem, we're wondering, what have we been doing here? You'll hear me on a Tuesday, Genesis Revelation. You'll hear me on Sunday, two services, some people. Then you see they are pressing you somewhere. Somebody is pressing you. How can somebody press you? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You know, when I say this thing, some people think maybe we're just trying to hype ourselves. Why will a demon press you? It's a shame. You can't sleep because you dreamt and you died. Or somebody told you you died. And you can't sleep anymore. Why will you not sleep? Say, should in case I will not die in this sleep. You don't have and you are crying. So I don't know, I've been serving God for long, but and nothing has happened. What do you mean by nothing has happened? Because you don't have money to buy that, you say nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. Look at your life, nothing has happened. You are born again, full of the Holy Spirit. God has done plenty. He has parted the Red Sea. He has created fire by night, cloud by day. He has sustained you to this point. Just because you couldn't start the business, you don't know why your life is like this. That's what you are saying. So I don't understand my life. I'm just in one place. What do you mean by that? How are you in one place? Because you couldn't start the business. You are just in one place. Some people talk down God too much. Think you are not so far. You people think that children of Israel were people from hell that didn't have sense. You people from heaven, you have sense. There is no temptation that is not common to man. That's what the Bible said. You see the way they're misbehaving. Sometimes we read it here. Some people say, hey, which kind of people be this? You think you are naturally more intelligent than them? If you look at your life, you have been doing what we are reading about. Look at what God did for them. At a point, they said, take us back to Egypt. In fact, they now say, Egypt is the land flowing with milk and honey. You know, one time I was speaking with a minister. He said, we just met just for the first time. And while we're talking, he said something. He said he had a meeting. I just speak something from there. He had a meeting he needed to attend with one big guy. He's not a pastor, but he's a very big guy. He's so wealthy. That's when I now understood what he meant by big guy. A very big guy. Big guy. So I wanted to hear Pastor this or Bishop this. And the next thing I heard, he's so wealthy. He creates this meeting every once in a year and calls ministers of the gospel. He's a very big guy. I said, look at low self-esteem. He said, so anywhere I am, I have to come for that meeting. You can tell it's for an honorarium. Because he's a what? Big guy. Christians have low self-esteem sometimes. Are we together? Who is a big guy? A man that knows Christ. That's how the problem starts. If that kind of person becomes a Jew, if that kind of man comes to his church, he becomes a deacon. And with time, that man becomes an elder. And these are the kind of people that become problems of church. An elder that is asking girls out and cannot be talked to because the project is the one sponsoring it 70%. Say, I don't have low self-esteem. I refuse to have it. In the name of Jesus. Why are ladies not marrying well? You hear news one time, they say a lady just was driving and she fainted. I mean, what? She almost died in coma. Just fainted. When she came out from the situation, I cannot do this again. I'm tired of this. I cannot. They say, what can you not do again? I cannot continue this marriage. In your Benz. Do they stop marriage with Benz? Look at the Benz, see the AC, like you can feel the AC and you say you cannot continue. Like AC is there, do you understand what I'm trying to say? You not feel heat, but there's still heat in the AC. She says she can't continue. Because low self-esteem determined your choice of a man. I'm not trying to mock, there's a lady out there who recently left her marriage. I think as a third wife or so, I can't remember. And sixth wife, I'm just doing that for the first time. Sixth wife. You can imagine that a beautiful lady like that, very young with a lot of potentials, looked at a man that old. I don't know what that man has to offer. Well, it's well. And she looked at such a man with how beautiful she is and said, I'm going to be your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th wife. What's that called? Low self-esteem. Because there are a lot of factors to consider. That man would die before you. Why do you still want to marry him? It's like 3 times your age. Why do you still want to marry? Money. Low self-esteem. AKA. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Now she made a statement somehow. I didn't know about it until the time of the divorce. Somebody took her tweet where she said, it is better to cry Lamborghini in a Lamborghini than to cry what? In a what? I don't understand. Okay, so she's mocking Bentley. Okay. Okay, it's better to cry in a Lamborghini, in a Bentley, than to cry where? In a keke. That was more like mockery or something. At the end, in the Bentley, who cried? She cried. The Bible said, blessed is the one that does not listen to the counsel of the ungodly. Somebody who is not full of the Holy Ghost is not capacitated to advise you who is a Christian. That's why I don't listen to Reno. If not, your life is finished. You can't. It's a public, he's become a public disgrace, so we can keep on talking about him that way. Someone who said your president is this, now he's coming to bow down. That's a public disgrace. And I remember one time a pastor friend was quoting some of the quote. I said, you don't know what you are doing. The Bible says, blessed is the man that does not listen to the word, counsel of what? The ungodly. People who are influential, they may be influential, but it doesn't mean that they are godly. Are we together? They may be influential, but maybe not what? You can be influential and godly, and it's a beautiful one. But you can also be influential and not godly. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Respectfully, you are not supposed to listen to them if they are not godly. There was a time a dear man of God did a conference and invited, prosperity conference, he invited comedians. And the church frowned at it. Yes, they did. It was a beautiful one. Later, after a few years, that comedian is even having problem with the same man of God. He's even mocking the man of God. Now his eyes are is open. He understands that he was never supposed to make that mistake in the first place. Because you look at people who you don't understand their track record of making money. You now bring them to teach believers who wants to always live right and make money the right way. How to make money? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You don't even know. The day your eyes are open to see how they make money, you will regret bringing them to the pulpit. That you are more like putting your members under unnecessary stress. You think the way you are wanting to make money is how everybody wants to make money? Some people don't have this patience that you have. Some will say, I'm ready to do anything. You are only wanting to do what God wants you to do. So tell somebody, be at peace with yourself. Tell somebody you are making progress. Love yourself. And always give God the glory. In every situation. This point for them, then water will come. When they are very, very hungry, then food will come. Not because God wants it that way. They will be complaining. Their murmuring was the only reason why they were not receiving a lot of things from God yet. Before they see any provision, they will be murmuring. They'll be murmuring. They'll be complaining. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? And that is why there was always limitation for them. Somehow it's just a 11th hour or 12th hour miracle, the way they used to call it. You just see God just do something miraculous for them. In fact, the pressure of Moses will show you how foolish they are. Remember the water that came out from the rock? Before the water came out, see how they were speaking to Moses? You would have left us there. I mean, somebody who left everything in this world. Who was rich. You know Moses was rich, right? He was rich. He was son of who? Pharaoh. I was telling somebody, most men of God you see preaching who are genuine. Most men of God you see preaching who are genuine. If they were not pastors, they are far successful. They will be far successful than most of the members they pastor. I'm not trying to brag foolishly. They are very intelligent people. Are you listening to me? And sometimes God just tells you to keep everything. And you truly will understand. If you come into the pastoring world, you understand why you need to keep everything. In fact, without doing everything I need to do yet, there is no time. There is no time. You just go and talk somewhere small. One day has finished. And you have a book to write. You have books to write. You have now what to write. My last now what, I took 1.5 days to write 3 of them. I was one day. I think 1 day, yes. I just remember, I have not written now what, and it's first Sunday of January, and I just started writing. Like a joke, I wrote one. Wrote the second one. And ate something, then I wrote the third one. So imagine, I told you I wrote the whole now word in 1 day. Many people will say, no. It's not possible. He took 1 week to write one, and another week to write one, and another week to write one. What has made me to be able to write all of these things in 1 day? Years of what? Staying with the word. If not, how do I align all the scriptures? You can check it. It's unbelievable to believe that I wrote this thing in 1 day. There's no error. The writing is very beautiful. I don't need your affirmation. I believe it's beautiful. Hallelujah to Jesus. So it's very difficult to be pastoring and wanting to mix it with a lot of things. Moses left everything and followed God's plan. And the people were the headache. I was listening to a man of God, as I was coming, I was listening to a song on YouTube. And somehow in these short videos, his clip came out. He said he went to a bishop outside the country and was complaining that he doesn't want to continue ministry again. That the people he's helping are talking against him. He heard that one of his members he has helped very well spoke against him. And blah, blah, blah. And said he will not continue again. He's done with ministry. And the archbishop said, you can sit down if you are done. When he sat down, I said, let me tell you a story. So when the bishop began to tell him a story, at the middle of the story, he said, sir, you went through these things. You are very sincere. He said, yes, I've not finished. Can I finish? He said, no, sir, don't finish. My head wants to burst. If you can go through these things and still be preaching, you are an archbishop now. I'm going back to the ministry. I'll pursue that guy and continue the ministry. You know, when you are wearing the crown of leadership, everybody thinks, yeah, it's beautiful. We can do it. It's beautiful. I wish I'm the one. Until they get that crown. Some of you, even where you work, there's a way they will pressure you. You want to cry. You almost want to die. This is what we face as pastors almost every day of our lives. You are looking at people who are going left when you are showing them everything that it takes for to go right. And yet they think leftward is the rightward way of living. And you can't help them because they are walking left with pride. And so much this. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm going somewhere. I just wanted to just touch that one a little bit. Hallelujah to Jesus. And that is why they didn't see the hand of God. They were murmuring, they were complaining, indicating to God that they never knew that he was the one that did some of the things they'd seen before. If you don't show God that you are aware, he did what he did in the past. If you don't show God, if you don't acknowledge, of course the proof that you don't even know is your murmuring today. God, look at my life. Look at this. Why is this one not here? It is a proof you don't even know he's the one that did what he did before. It's a proof of unbelief. You are embarrassing God. Because look at the 12. Remember the last scripture I quoted? I think the last service. He multiplied five loaves of bread and 2 fishes for 5,000 people. And there was how many baskets remaining? Over 12. Isn't it? There was a situation. There was no food. Where he was speaking about the yeast of the Pharisees. And they felt like it was bread Jesus was talking about. And they were now worried. Because there was no so much bread for the people. Jesus got offended at them. Why? He expected them to learn his nature from the last miracle. That if you could do it with just 5 loaves of bread, he can do it in this situation again. That's why the singer said, count your blessing, name them what? One by one. Be detailed about your blessing. It will surprise you what the Lord has done. God has done so many things, but except you begin to acknowledge, you discover it and acknowledge it. You know, and of course, that's connected to you having the right character today. Because if you truly know God did it yesterday, you have a beautiful character right now at the status quo. You'll be grateful. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? You'll always be excited knowing God did it yesterday and learning his nature from what he did yesterday. He will do even more today. And so you are not worried at all. Are you all listening to me? So back to where I was before we got here. Love is not what? Easily provoked. A father can rebuke you as a child. It doesn't mean he hates you. The Bible says he that the father loves, what does he do? He chastises. You can't teach a pastor how to pastor you. He pastors you the way he's supposed to what? Pastor you. And learn something. Learn it so fast. If you don't go through the discipline of the Holy Spirit, there must be a situation in the future that will be like a pointer to the school of the Spirit you left, you did not pass through, while he was raising you up by the hand of the Holy Spirit in terms of discipline. I wish I didn't confuse anybody. What I'm trying to say is that if, for instance, God is working on you right now and you will not allow him work on you gradually, you want to, you probably will get offended at some point when you are corrected or being disciplined. And maybe, for instance, you now leave the church. You were in this church, they corrected you, your HOD corrected you, and you leave the church. God will not just allow that thing to be like that. It is part of his love, him showing his love to you. He will make sure there is a situation in the future that will be a pointer, an indicator to the indiscipline you had shown years ago. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You cannot pastor and pray that one not to happen. It doesn't mean we're saying the person will die or something. No. He's so merciful. He's long-suffering to us all to the end that nobody what? If you are coming to repentance now, one of the things God will do is to remind you that there's something you missed somewhere. No matter the number of years you had left the church, for instance, he has to remind you. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? I've had a few situations like that. People message me and they're like, sir, I'm very, very sorry. Blah, blah, blah. The devil used me. Blah, blah, blah. Please forgive me. And I always want to make them understand that I never were working in unforgiveness. Because unforgiveness gets you stuck in one place. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? How many of you have trained chickens before? These agri chickens. I had a friend saying that it is possible that they even eat their poo. Is it true? Huh? That they eat their poo. That's terrible. So if they are hungry, they can even eat their poo. You know what unforgiveness means? You are eating your poo. Something that you are supposed to excrete. You are now eating. You are in trouble. It will weigh you down. So if you are walking in unforgiveness, you are not helping yourself. If you forgive, you have helped yourself. Because you have dropped aside every weight. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Any weight that would limit you. You can never see clearly with unforgiveness. Your eye, your vision will be some sort of blurry. You'll be biased in your judgment. One time I was reading the writings of Jesus, the synoptics, and I saw how that Jesus affirmed something right that the Pharisees were doing. The Pharisees that were seeing themselves like Jesus' enemy. He said, this thing the Pharisees says about this is true, but he now condemned the other side that was not truth. I was not surprised that Jesus even agreed that one thing they were doing was true. You see, because he has a pure heart. Are you listening to me? So he was able to acknowledge the truth in what they were doing, yet he condemned what was not what? True. You know, there are a lot of people who, some people will never do what is right, no matter what. Because they had problems with those people. Are we together? You are limiting yourself. Because God will not join you to discern like that. Are you listening to me? He will not join you to discern like that. Even if the person really hurts you, don't allow the hurt to affect the quality of your person, because God is not in that situation, that nature that you are, or that state of your being at that point, where you are just being biased in your judgment. God is not there. It is only for truth. He said nothing can be done against but for truth. So somebody you had a problem with can be right in certain areas of life. Acknowledge it. That doesn't make you small. If you need to acknowledge it, maybe you are talking with somebody, say, ah, that guy, he understands mathematics. You are like, which useless math? They're just hypocrites. Now, he may have offended you, but he truly understands mathematics. Acknowledge it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You will not die. In fact, you are helping yourself by acknowledging it. You are just proving that you are who God says that you are. This is how to walk in love. And the Bible says that's the proof. Love is the seal of perfection, like I always say. And that's the proof that you have passed from what? Death to life. And that's the proof that you truly understand God. That's the proof that you truly love God, I mean. In Galatians 5, the Bible says the whole law, instead of Paul saying, like John said it in the book of 1 John 4, John said, if you love the Lord, your God, with the whole of your heart. Now I'm saying it in my own way, but he said, you shall love the Lord your God with the whole of your heart, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And I said, it simply means that if you truly love the Lord your God with the whole of your heart, you will prove it by what? Loving your neighbor as yourself. If you look at the next part of scripture, you agree with me. That if you truly love God with the whole of your heart, prove it yet by loving your what? Neighbors as yourself. And Paul in Galatians 5 would say, instead of saying love the Lord your God with the whole of your heart, Paul said the whole law is fulfilled in Galatians 5. He said it's fulfilled in loving your neighbor as yourself. He didn't go that route of saying the first one yet. He just said in loving your what? Neighbor as yourself. Are we together? Are we together? So sometimes a father can rebuke. In fact, if you look at one of the ministry of a pastor in Second Timothy 3:16. Yeah, let's look at it. Second Timothy 3:16. I want everyone to read. I've never seen it in the TPT. Do we have it there? Or the message? The message may be very, very funny. Do you have it in the message? How many of you are your mouth just getting unnecessarily dry? This isn't. I did not bargain for this. Not prepare for this. Who has lip glues? What of pink lips? Hallelujah. Now, every part of scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another. Showing us truth, exposing our what? Rebellion. Correcting our what? Mistake. Training us to live God's way. Beautiful. Exposing our what? Rebellion. Correcting our what? Training us to live what? That's what we use God's word to do. See it in verse 17 now. Give me verse 17. Through the word we are put together and shaped up for the task God has for us. Through what? The word. What do we use for training here? God's word. What was the first thing you need to do according to the message translation? Go back there. What will it do to rebellion? It will expose it. When it shows truth, the truth will what? Expose our rebellion. Are you seeing that? The next one is to correct our mistakes. What do we use to correct your mistake? The word of God. Many, if we quote God's word, you should understand. And it negates how you are living. You should just adjust. Instead of getting offended. What should you do? Adjust. Training us to live God's way. I remember years ago in Kaduna, some boys came and one said, God has said, this is my wife and that, blah, blah, blah. And I look at four of them. I said, God said nothing to all of you. And they are under my authority. So I said, you are going to pray for 4 hours. So start praying now. And I came out from the class and closed the class and left them there. And they prayed for 4 hours. And I entered while you were trying to end. And they started prophesying about revival. I think at some point, one of them was shouting, Lord, I'm ready. Use me. 4 hours. All the walls of foolishness broke. I said, use me, Jesus. Use me for your glory. Oh, Father. One was rolling on the ground. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm ready to die for you. These are people that first came and said, God, see their wife. They were just in secondary school. Some of you seated here, God gave you wife in secondary school. You are just ashamed of telling us that you were one of them. In your work with God in secondary school, He showed you your wife. And you told your friend, I was praying, God said that's my wife. Now you are ashamed of yourself as we are talking it. You don't want to even bring it out. You can't believe you did such a thing. Sometimes when I hear people say, God told me, I used to laugh. I just smile. Sometimes I'm correct because we understand Satan. We tell them, just go and keep on praying. And you'll be praying for them at the back end. Because if you talk anyhow, Satan will use your words and convince them that that side happens. Who will you listen to, God or man? Do you know that as I'm talking to you like this, me, years ago, God gave me wife want to go. You don't believe that? I was talking to a dear lady on to go, and I sensed she was my wife according to my heart. So instead of telling her, I was disciplined. I went to my spiritual father. I said, sir, I sense that there's a lady for me. He said, who is the lady? I showed him her picture on to go. He said, be serious with your life. Don't be confused. Are you okay? I said, yes, sir. I was disappointed in myself. A little bit disappointed in him because I was wondering, what is the meaning of this? He didn't even ask me, how did you see it? He said, be serious with your life. Are you okay? I said, yes, sir. Don't play like that. You want to go far? I said, yes, sir. Don't be doing those foolish things. These are things that keep people down. I just went back. I was being sweet on the lady we were talking. All of a sudden, I was bitter. So, Simon, how far now? Fine. See, what happens is that we cannot be talking again. Just keep your day, let me day my day. What's the problem now? I said, we just block. Because they've warned me. And I always used to tell people, my advantage while I was growing up was not the fact that I knew everything, but I listened to all the instructions. I didn't know everything. Somebody who knows road and you that don't know road, who is supposed to lead? And some of us, as you are young now, your father is telling you what to do. You are whining. You think your father is whining you. Your dad will look at you now. You say you want to play soccer. And it's not like football will not pay you. Alright? But he's saying that as you are playing this football, be reading your book, you're like, that will not understand. I'm the next Osimhen of this country. Now you've done the football. Oh, you say you not go to university. Now you are 32. You not remember when daddy was telling you mix this football and school. Just be going to school in case I'm not killing your soccer dream, but mix it with school. And now you are 32. You don't know daddy has seen life more than you. You want to go for party, see the skimpy thing you are wearing. You have come out with your sisters and you are very happy. And daddy just comes out of the door and sees some of you. I said, where are you people going to? Why are you dressed like this first? Sister, we have school party. Say, all of you. I did not pay for party, I paid for school. Go back inside. Don't be foolish. If I hear anybody go outside, if I hear one noise, and they'll go back. Makeup is falling, everything is falling, foundation is falling. And they're like, he's not our father. He's not our father. He did not born us. He born you people. Now that you have grown, I'm sure you understand why daddy. Because you too, you soon have a daughter. When she wear those things, allow her to go for the party. You see some of them that tried that thing and cried, they will flog their children more. Where did you go? Party. Are you stupid? That's the first thing you hear. Which party? Because they understand. They've had some experience. Especially the ones that have made mistakes. They'll be like, you're mad. Will you go inside? Say, mommy, why will you say I will not go? I don't need to explain to you. I'm your mother. Move inside. You see some now. They think big boy is toasting girls. when they finish from church, now they will go to a away street and go and stay somewhere and be waiting for somebody to pass. And you tell them that's not life. It's that when we are young, YOLO, you only live once. Flex your life. You've heard that stupid slogan, right? You only live once. Enjoy your life. You know, one time, a few years back, I saw a reverend father, I guess, he was dancing to a worldly song, not to because of the denomination, is what I saw. And while he was dancing, somebody now said, well, is this not supposed to be a man of God? And somebody from the church now commented and said, so because he's a man of God, he should not enjoy his life. Everyone in a while, as if we are men of God, we should enjoy our life. Leave our father, he's enjoying his life. And I said, what is the meaning of enjoying your life? Are we together? What is the meaning of what? Enjoying your, describe enjoying your life. You know, when you are shallow in the things of God, when we say these things, they will be like, you are being religious. We are not really, do I look like a religious person? We are not religious in any way. You are just shallow. You don't understand these things. You don't understand the power of words. You think words is just, you just wake up in the morning, blah, 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 blah. If you understand the power of words, you cannot be talking anyhow. My wife knows. Living with me is one of the most terrible things that can happen to anybody. You can't say anything that comes from your mouth. You'll be corrected almost immediately. One time we're talking, I think I tried to correct one statement. She says, Pastor Simon, you just laugh and run to our home. You can't say everything that comes out from your mouth. No. You'll be corrected immediately. You'll be wondering, why is this guy so conscious of every word that is coming out from his mouth and the mouth of the 10 people around there? He's listening to it. And suddenly if you say some wrong thing, it just hits me in my head in the spirit and I will turn to you. I miss many voices. Why will you mention that you are poor? You're not supposed to say that. You just scatter something in the realm of the spirit. I just saw danger. You give us wrong vibes. More like an electric shock. Why will you say you don't have? Why will you say you are weak? And if you are really sensitive, right? When people talk weakness around you, you can feel bad energy. You just feel this bad energy. Have you been there before? You feel like they are bringing you down. If you are very sensitive, somebody that's always complaining, kind of, wow, this world, when person go get money, blah, 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 and you two, you now join. If you don't know when you join. Now, wow, my brother, Nigeria, eh? Anybody, if you get 100,000 now, nah, just call to. Things hard. Hey! The last time, you are explaining, the unbeliever is explaining. If you know God is your father, you cannot talk like that. Is God your father? Has he given you authority over all things? You can never say you are in trouble. You are never in trouble. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord has what? Will deliver them, the Bible says in the Old Testament. Now in the New Testament, you have been delivered. From the kingdom of what? Into what? So I have been delivered. We are pressed on every side, yet not what? The Bible says, so that the excellency of the glory will be to God and not to man. Even though this glory is in 18 verses. How can you see a human being living a holy life? I know it's going to wow your mind, wow you so much, but at the end of it, glorify God for that. Not what you are seeing in the physical. That's what the Bible says there. He has put this marvelous glory in 18 verses. Firstly, Paul started in 2 Corinthians 4, I think. It says, God who is able to call light out of darkness has put his glory in 18 verses so that the excellency, the applauding of this glory will not be to any man but to God. You know that your friend Samuel or Johnson or Tabitha or Juliana. You know that friend very well. All of a sudden you see that friend serious with God.
What happened? See how they are living their lives now. What? You entered this church, you used to know Samuel. He used to smoke. All of a sudden, Samuel is preaching the word. Or Samuel was the one leading the worship. Or Samuel was the one leading the prayers. And you could feel, you can see people, you know, jubilating under the power of the Holy Ghost. And you are like, what are these people feeling? Is that not Samuel? As we are talking like this, some of you that have best friends in this church, the day your best friend claims to be so spiritual, or the first time, let's say two of you are spiritual now, but the first time you observe, if you had a best friend that brought you to this church, your friend came back home and she's praying, laba, laga, laba, you are like, Esther, wait till they worry you. Because you know that friend very well. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And sometimes you may want to mock. Now just 2 days you go repent. You go come back, we will continue our teach. I remember those days in the back, someone told me, one of my friends that will play football together, when I started following the Lord, he said, if this repentance pass 1 month, I swear I will become Christian. He said, he swear. I did not answer. I just kept on. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, he has not still become. At that time, it was one day I traveled to Makurdi, stayed a while doing the fellowship on campus, and I traveled back to Kaduna for a wedding. And while I was in Kaduna, hallelujah to Jesus. Go and make sure nobody's touching phone here. While I was in Kaduna, I just entered the barracks. It's one barracks in ND. Then I went straight to their block because we play football together. As I just snuck, they came outside. Immediately saw me, they just knelt down, two of them. They just knelt down. Hey, man of God. Man of God, sir. Man of God, sir. These are my friends that will play football together. Man of God. Man of God. Good to see you. Today, we are blessed. They started calling people. I was so surprised. Even my friend who is a Muslim, Sadiq, he went and arranged his dalabia to sow as a seed. I said, no problem. He said, no. I want to give you something. I want to give you. Pray for me. Football career must work. The other one said, pray for me. I've applied for direct short service. I want it to work. You know, what was the difference? I'd been with them. But because of the consistency, are we together? Because of the consistency, they can tell. Knowing me especially, they can tell something has happened to this brother. And thank God, you people saw one time he came here, one of them. He's in Sokoto now. As a direct, he graduated as a direct service personnel military man. He got it. As we prayed for them, the other one too got a club by God's grace. I don't know where he is right now, but I remember I heard the news with Kano Pillars yet and the rest. Are we together? Are you listening? You'll be shocked. You know, 2 days back, I called one of my friends. We're talking and I said to him that I remember when I became born again, I never believed that I would be born again. We're just talking about the past. I said, it shocked me that I am now born again. I'm so surprised because he was reminding me of some things. You know, those old friends that will still remind you of some kind of things that you did before. I did that one. Say yes. Now you would they front the other day would they enter the bush. That one. I said, I'm not sure. I will call this person, make he tell you. You don't forget now. And I remember, I said, hey, okay. I mean, even cut the sugar kilo. He said, yes. Now you first cut them before all of us enter now. I said, now wow, I do that one too. And as I called the car, I was thinking, God really helped me. Because the first time my friends came to me, we used to play instrument together. I was playing the drums and I was singing. They were playing keyboard and bass guitar. And they came back that they are filled with the Holy Ghost and now they are serious. The play we used to play, they refused to play that day. We'll be playing certain kind of play. That day they were not playing the play. I said, you know, instrumentalists can be one of the most unserious people in church. If you don't pay attention to them, very unserious set of people. That we are talking about God in church, you'll be talking about women in church, like as the pastor is preaching. Say, no, that one, now my baby, no me nobody go close. Let me get that one. You'll be so shocked. And I saw them, they went outside and were talking about the Bible. So I came close to them. I felt like I'm not, I don't belong here. You know what happened to them? They just went to play somewhere. I did not follow them, and their life have changed. She started talking about tongues. Boy, tongues is nice. I prayed yesterday for 2 hours. Just I prayed 1 hour. I said, uh-uh. Then me, I enter. I said, you are not supposed to be praying in tongues anyhow you want to pray in tongues. It is a gift of the Spirit. One of the gifts. That's what the Bible said. They didn't have so much understanding. They just said, don't worry. When the time come, if you pray it, you understand that everybody should pray it. They don't agree with me. Because they don't even know how to even prove to me that. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They were just tired. They were just, don't worry, don't pray. Let's go and play. It's our turn to play. We entered and play. They refused to put pressure on me. Even one pressure they did not put. I've never heard, Simon, please receive. Nothing like that. If they were evangelists, they've even failed. Because they did not care. As long as they were saved, to hell with anybody that was not saved. They knew what they had received. They were so persuaded. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They didn't care. In fact, now they started going, two of them now, they forgot me. Before I know, they started bringing one guy to be playing drum that was spiritual like them. Now I was not part of them. Then one day, I think the guy traveled for school or something. They didn't say I should come and play. I dragged my feet, but you know, there was brown envelope. So I went. And as I was listening to the song, it was Chris Devon's song. He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Living God. It's not like I was born again. I was not born again, but not complete. I've not reached the climax of born again. I still had the tendencies to go back to the world. And while he was singing, he now said some preaching in the middle of the singing. So I was telling that my friend that I've told you the story. That was the day I was supposed to commit a serious sin. I planned it. They told me that I should prove to that I'm a man. That was the day I wanted to prove I'm a man. And the sister was waiting. So unbelievable. In the house of God. At a part down somewhere. And I was playing sharp. I was listening. And Chris Devon began to speak. It was entering into my spirit. He says, sitting on the fence is what allowed the flow of iniquity and the word for you to stop the flow of iniquity in your life. You must take a stand. Oh, they just poured. It's like they pour cold water in my body. I just stood up. I said, no. This is not me. How did I get here? That's what I was just telling myself. How did I get to this place in life that I'll go and do? No. I can never do this. As I went outside, I heard people praying. Rabababababababa. Those were my friends. Ragadagadagada. I just opened the door and I went there. I did not look at anybody's face. Me too. I just started praying. Father, please, your mercy. Father, please. As I was praying, I just opened my eyes and my spiritual father laid his hands on me. He just came to me as I was praying in English. He just did like this. Suddenly, I started shaking. I started praying in tongues. And do you know what the Lord did? The way I was mocking tongues. I used to mock tongues. The way I was mocking it. Let's say I was mocking tongues like this. Raga, raga. My first tongues was raga, raga. And the raga, raga didn't want to stop. For a long time. At some point, I'll do raga, raga. And the devil will tell me, what is that? That was what we were playing with. You are just playing. For all of you that ever prayed in tongues from the beginning, that's what Satan will first tell you. He will ask you, Mumu, what are you doing? What are you doing? Then he will now tell you that, hey, are we not supposed to interpret it? Where's the interpretation? Remember, the Bible said tongues. I was talking to somebody. And I said, if God said tongues is for personal edification, that's it. Who will not get edified as a Christian? Who should not get edified as a Christian? If tongues is for personal edification, does God want every Christian to be edified? That simply means God wants every Christian to what? Pray in tongues. In Galatians 5, Paul speaking, he said, if we live by the Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit. Meaning, let's walk by the laws of the Spirit, which was affirmed in Romans 8 2. The laws of the Spirit of what? Life has made me free from the law of what? Sin and death. Meaning, live your life by spiritual laws. So, Paul affirms at 26, we don't know how to what? How many of you know how to pray about your life? How many of you know the 5 next minutes of your life? You can predict it. Raise your hand. The 5 next minutes. You cannot predict the 5 next minutes of your life. Can you? So the Bible says we don't know how to pray as we ought to. It says, but the Holy Ghost helped our infirmity. What is the infirmity? We don't know how to pray as we ought to. With what? Groanings our words cannot what? Express. And it then says in verse 27, you see people joke with these things. Look at what is provided for you. Your spiritual reality. A tool to capture things in the spirit and you joke with it. Little wonder Paul said, I thank my God I pray in tongues more than what? If you look at verse 27, he said, he that knows the heart of the Father prays for us according to the will of the Father. Is that not what he says? Then 28, he said, and therefore, all things will begin to what? Work together for your good. Meaning when you begin to pray in the spirit, things will just be aligning for your good. Somebody said, sir, how should I pray about this issue if I'm praying in tongues? I said, the Bible says we don't know how to pray as we ought to. That means there's a prayer we want to pray. There's a prayer point we have. Let's say, for instance, sick mommy. Mommy that is sick. Alright? Your mom is sick, so you want to pray about it. There's a situation already. That's what the Bible says. We don't know how to pray as we ought to. We have a prayer point already, but we don't know how to pray that prayer as we ought to. Anybody praying in tongues has, is projecting something in his mind already. There's something he wants God, are you getting what I'm trying to say? There's a solution he wants God to give him for a situation there. And God is aware. When you begin to pray, he knows what is alighted in your mind, in your heart. Then he begins to help you. Alright, say the right is in the realm of the spirit, because you have to say it to see it. And the Bible speaking, it says, although to men we utter foolishness, but in the realm of the spirit we are saying what? Mysteries. I don't know if I shared that experience of a young man praying in my house one day, years ago, as a student. He came to learn how to pray. And I used to be quite very disciplined with them. And this night I was praying, he was sleeping. You know, sometimes you are praying, other people are sleeping. And while he was sleeping, I told myself, I will leave him to sleep. If I start sleeping, he will pray. So he was sleeping, I was praying. When I was done, I said, it's your turn to pray, I will sleep. But I told him, I will watch you for 1 hour before I sleep. So I stood there for 1 hour, I was looking at him, I sat down, he was praying, I said, keep on moving well, move well, the pace is reducing, and he caught it. When he caught it and the sleep left, you know, you get to a point where you catch it. You may start like, but as you keep on persisting and resisting, you know that sleep is a demonic sleep. Because all of a sudden, in 30 minutes, you'll be so sure, the sleep will leave. You know when you want to watch that movie, it will not come. It's only when you want to pray. You see a man doing like a woman. But when you are watching Marlin season 5, 3 a.m., your eyes are sharp. Because Satan wants to finish you. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I don't know whether I was sleeping or awake, he began to tell me all the situation that happened to him in secondary school. He was abused. And he began to tell me. And I woke up, I said, young man, why are you telling me this now? Why not since? He said, sir, what did I tell you? I said, were you not the one telling me this and that and this and that? Then he told me, sir, I did not tell you. Then he started crying. He said, I have never said this to anybody. This is the first time. Now, even though he's a Christian, he couldn't tell anybody this problem. And it has been wearing him down. But that day, as he began to pray in the spirit, the Holy Ghost took his tongue. I began to see the problem. The Bible knows, God speaking, he said, the spirit knows the real problems of our hearts. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? There's an issue deep down there that he knows. When you begin to pray in tongues, he helps you say them, articulate them very well in the realm of the spirit. It may not be English language. That's what the Bible says. Groanings that words cannot express. I I know some people are like, I've seen Christians who pray in tongues behave in a certain wrong way. Haven't you seen doctors who kill patients? Huh? I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. Because of the foolish way of behaving, those days you don't graduate because you had A's in all of your courses as a doctor. You graduate because you have good character, modesty. When you have all the A's, they will now calculate, look at you. If they see that you are rough, they will not give you the certificate. They want people that are calm-headed and will listen to patients. Are you get what I'm trying to say? Now it's just great they follow, and probably you can even sort yourself as a doctor. So I always tell people, if your faith is in this world, you have all men most miserable. Because many doctors don't know what they are doing. The ones that know what they are doing, they are not so plenty. I shared my experience with you people. My sister was dying. The doctor was talking with a lady. She was sitting on his table. They were telling me doctor was busy. Wait. And as I opened the door forcefully, he was busy with a lady on the table. And I said to him, is this what you are sent to do? He said, sir. Because I caught him now, he's calling me sir. Say, sir, they've not brought the result. I said, test is taking over 2 hours. I went there, they said they've sent the result. I think at the end, the result was in his system, but he did not see it. Because he was busy talking with a lady, and a patient was dying. The water has burst. Pregnant woman, she was about to deliver. The water has finished. They've not done anything. When they went there, they now said it has to be an operation or the baby will die. I told them, my eyes were full with tears. I said, I don't believe this thing. If they told me this thing, I would have not believed it. I give up on you guys. This is so unbelievable. I told them that. I said, I can't believe this. You don't have a heart for this job. I was telling him, you don't. You should go and look for another job. Go and be hitting iron. This is not your job. But this is the point I'm trying to make. You all know wonderful doctors too, don't you? Have you met wonderful doctors? Huh? Meanwhile, there are a lot of funny doctors, but there are many wonderful doctors. Will you give up on medicine because some doctors treated you badly? Or some nurses treated you badly? No. So would you give up on Christians or tongues because some Christians prayed in tongues in a way that you felt was wrong? You better embrace tongues. He said, I will use the foolish things of the world to conform the wise. Foolish things of the world. See, what is the meaning of nyang, 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 nyang? You know what nyang, 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 nyang has done for us? I've been in cases where they say it's death. And I go somewhere, I say, give me 5 minutes. I've done it several times. I don't know what to do. Doctor say, I don't know what to do. I will just tell everybody, I'll go and console the person, it is fine. I promise you, come out well. Then you see me go somewhere and go and bend my head down and rabba, 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 rabba. And before I know, they'll come and touch me, sir. Everything went successfully. There are some just sitting foolishly arguing rubbish. Never knowing that Satan is planning their life. Their time is coming very soon. I told you about that brother who came to my office and said he wants to repent. When I'm preaching on a Sunday, he will sit at the back there and be looking at me and be doing like this. He thought he was more fresh than I am or something. I don't even know. If I wanted to live that kind of life, I would have done it better. I would just put my cyborg and put my pink lips and be doing like this too. But what will make me that even look better than you be preaching like this? Am I a mumu? Some people think as we are wearing suit now, we have lost it in life. They are wearing fubu. They have more sense. I see that pastor wear suit, they suffer. Life no good for you. You know they enjoy. See me and my fubu. Man, I'm a don, man. They think we are foolish people because we are choosing to preach. The brother had a situation. Every November, somebody dies in the home. You know, some people, I don't believe in witches. All these things are fiction. They watch one movie. One UK movie. And they called, in the movie, they called spirituality fiction. So they learned the English. That was the first time they heard the word fiction. So they went and checked what fiction meant. And they are now out. They come. Well, that all these things you guys are doing, is bullshit. It's fiction. It's rubbish. And Aleku is looking at them. Aleku is like, baby, you see these people? You see them? And after saying rubbish, they didn't know that you are speaking English. Your forefathers, grand great fathers went to speak Idoma and said, on the strength of this sacrifice, let me and all my generation yet unborn worship you. So you, they born you today. You don't know what has happened many years ago. Now, I know what Jesus has done, but we are talking about an unbeliever here, so he doesn't even have a chance. Bible said the rot which happens in the sons of what? Disobedience. And look at that person that the father sacrificed everybody. Now he's wearing fubu and he's boasting that tongues is foolishness. He sees us praying in tongues. He's like, why are these mumu? These people, they send their con school, they gather for basketball court. They be mumu. What do you mean? Man, I can't do that shit, man. If you like, go to UK. Are you beginning? I'm trying to say, go and hide yourself there and stay there. Aleku will come and meet you there. No visa. Now, I'm not saying this was the reason why this happened to somebody I used to know. Years ago, in India, somebody did his master's, first degree, he had first class. Master's, first class. People were talking about the guy everywhere. All of a sudden, he slept and did not wake up. When they did whatever they do in medicine for him, they found out that his brain has been grinded like powder. And how did it happen? We don't know. One of my friends says, see what they did to this guy. They put him somewhere and they say, call his name, and they say, we grind this brain that you think you know you have. We grind. They use mortar. You thought mortar was local. These guys carried it and invoked some kind of things, and when they pounded the brain, it pounded in the physical. Not like my friend was saying it in a funny way. He said, that's what happened. Paul said, everything I've learned, I consider it as what? Junks. I count it as junk for the excellency of the gospel of Christ. Meaning when now that I've seen a superior wisdom, forget those things I've been hearing. I'm not saying I will not use them in time or when it entails for me to use them. But it will never be more highlighted than the wisdom of Christ. Yes, are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yes, never. I say, that celebrity that is not a Christian, see what he said about church and he's very rich. I beg, forget them. You don't even know what they do. Firstly, they have security they are going with. You, what do you have? The angels that should be following you now, you have said, forget them. They have God. What do you have? Are you all listening to me tonight? What do you have? And when life has hit him, that young man, he came to my office and said, I want to repent. Because that December, he was having symptoms. I said, why do you think you would die? Maybe it's a superstitious belief. He said, sir, it's not superstitious. Last year, our last sister died. This year, why is it me that I have never gotten sick like this, sir? 1st of November, see the symptoms. Then I said to him, so what do you want to do now? I will pray for you on Sunday. You receive Jesus right now. He said, okay, sir, I want to receive Jesus. I led him to Christ. I said, on Sunday, I'll pray for you to be filled with the Holy Ghost, all right? Or I'll tell some of my guys to pray for you. He said, sir, I don't know whether it is possible to do it now. I said, you want it now? He said, yes, sir. I said, will you be able to? I've not even explained. He said, sir, explain it. Let me hear. I said, okay. This is it about tongues and that, blah, blah, blah. I said, so, but it can happen to you now if your faith, he says, my faith is open. I thought this guy was joking. No protocol. I was the only one in the office that day. I said, okay, give me your hands. Now the Bible said the Holy Spirit has poured, God has poured his spirit upon all flesh. Now it's just upon you like this. When you open yourself, it enters. Pwah! He said, upon me, I said, yes, just heavily upon you like this. Your faith, when you open it, it will fill you up. And I mean, some reactions may not be so pleasant. But just allow it flow. And as I said, open your heart. And I said, my heart's open. I said, now it's coming upon you at the count of three. As I said, one. Before I say two, I heard, pa, 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 pa. Go, 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 go. Yeah, yeah. He was not playing. He was filled. I know some of you will be like, he was faking it. That's not the point to fake it. Your life is in danger. You want to fake it? He caught it. And while he was going to the ground, I held his one hand, came like this from the table, and I held him and I tried to keep him on the chair as I was guiding, because some reaction before I go and hit his head, I will start trusting God for another miracle. Only me did protocol, a man of God that day. Only me. Because of a situation. People like it like that. You see some of these girls claiming that church is not a place. When the church is not there, let's go to church. I mean, can you let one situation hit them? They will not even miss any. In fact, they will join the department. There was a rich man that had cancer. Before he had cancer, they would be inviting him to church. He would say no time in China. Immediately he had cancer. Every part, every service, every Bible study was coming. He now told God, if God healed him of cancer, he will serve God. When God healed him, he now came out for testimony. He said he thought he doesn't have time. He has a lot of time. And he has come to declare to the church that he will never miss service. Life has humbled him. He has time. Tell somebody, I have time. Be grateful. God has done so much. He has parted the Red Sea. He took you out from Egypt. Think about that your life now. Think about that your bad life. Take a moment. Think about who you used to be. Let's just use a moment. You! See who you are now. I got some of you. See who you are now. Imagine you that time. Can you remember yourself that time? Dear Jesus, what if you didn't change? High level will be on fire. With that mentality, the way you are setting the world on fire for Jesus now, you would have set the world on fire for darkness, for Satan. But look at you today. See how your life has changed. Forget about the things you don't have yet. Think about the things he has done. Meditate upon it. See what he has done for you. Look at how he has changed you. Forget about that your friend that has a car, the ones that have 3 children. Leave that thing first. Let's talk about you. How he parted the Red Sea and you came out of that situation years ago. Think about it. How he has sustained you, cloud by day, fire by night. Look at what he has done for you. And now because there's no food yet, you are saying, am I sure I'm in the will of God? Moses, are we in the will of God? You are in the will of God. Tell somebody you are in the will of God. In the perfect will of God. People were in the perfect will of God and they didn't have what to eat. That's the children of Israel. The perfect will of God. And they didn't have what to eat. And they began to doubt. The Bible says all of these writings were for our learning. Are for our learning, I mean. In the perfect will of God, no water to drink. Common water that is everywhere in Egypt. Everywhere you turn around Egypt. In fact, they cross Red Sea. And now they are looking for water. In the perfect will of God. Some Christian preachers without discernment will say, look at you, you are a Christian. So person that is not a Christian, he has all the money in this world. You are a Christian. We are not Christians to pursue money. Money does not justify our Christianity. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But as Christians, definitely God will give us money. Of course, if we expect it. Because some Christians don't even want money. From their song, you know they don't want money. They sing songs like, take the world and give me Jesus. Like Jesus is the enemy of money. He's not. And you know, as a Christian, if you don't expect money, you will not see money. Because your knowledge determines your expectation and determines your reality, your manifestation. God meets the expectation, not the needs of the righteous. He meets the expectation. You may have a need. Jesus, anytime he sees 6 people, you ask them, what should I do for you? Like he's not seeing them blind. The man said, son of David, have mercy on me. He came to the man, what do you want me to do for you? You have faith, has to be specific. Tell me what you want. Jesus saw the guy blind. Maybe he wanted money. Who knows? Haven't you seen sick people who are blind that wants money? So can I pray for you? He said, no, give me money. Because that sickness now is a tool. So Jesus asked him, what do you want? Years ago, when a meeting, a woman entered. Her hand was like this, epilepsy or something, on campus. I said, can I pray for you? Under the anointing. She didn't even know I was on 3 days dry. I always do it every Thursday to Saturday. I could literally feel that. Can I just pray for you? She said, no, just give me money. I removed 200 and I gave her while I was preaching. That's what she wanted. At the gate, beautiful. When Peter was walking, they did not force themselves to pray for that guy. He was the one that called out for them. When he says silver, but you know, peace that was quite massive. He says, silver or gold I have not, but in the name of Jesus, what? Rise up and walk. And he stood up and what? He began to walk. Every other person had been giving him money. Imagine somebody gave that beggar that day $89 billion. Think about it. And Peter now came and gave him healing, ability to walk. Who did better? Huh? How Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and what? And he went about doing what? What was he good? Was he sharing rice? Huh? He only multiplied bread one time. The next time they came, he said, go back to your houses. If you don't, I'm not coming for the word of God, don't follow me. Only once he did it. They came, trust Christians. They came back again. Master, share this thing again. He said, I'm not sharing. When he became anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, what did he continue doing? He was just healing people. And the Bible said that was him doing good. See, I teach you people to get into every system of the world and become the best like Daniel. But you got to be anointed. Daniel was anointed. Was Daniel anointed? Yes, he was. If he was not anointed, he would have died. You are so excellent. Take for instance, as an HR. So excellent. You are the best HR in town. Alright? But you spend only all of your time, most of your time, learning about HR. There is no time to pray. And God was the base of this journey. He helped you to start this journey. Somehow it is because of God you discovered this. But now this journey, this career has taken the whole of your time for God. You can't even give him 30 minutes. When trouble comes, right? When you are thrown into the lion's den, it's not the knowledge of HR that will take you out. What will take you out? The knowledge of God. Are you get what I'm trying to say? Very important. What took Daniel out of the lion's den? What shot them out of the lion? It was not his excellence in writing or any. No. The Bible says every morning he turns towards Jerusalem and pray. He turns towards Jerusalem and he will pray every morning and night. He didn't forget God because of his success. You don't joke with God. That's the only thing, the only person you have. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If God is all that you've got, you don't joke with him. Nobody takes my time of prayer. Nobody can. Who do I know in this world? But somehow God makes all things to work together. Because I have time. I can spend time with him. You are spending time pursuing projects, pursuing people. You can just stay with God. The Bible says the heart of the king is in the hand. This eye is holding their hand, their heart, on his hand. And you leave this God. You leave this God and you are pursuing the king. You may be pursuing the king, but this is where his heart is, in the hand of the Lord. That's why I say, if you seek me first, I will give you. Every other good thing they are looking for, I will give you. People, it's so difficult to follow this simple formula. The most difficult thing for people to do is to seek God first. Immediately get a little bit successful, they forget God. Daniel was so wise to do that. Are you listening to me? He was so wise to do that. He stayed with God. Every morning, Daniel, imagine Daniel is walking and says, Daniel, the most intelligent guy, blah, 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 in Israel. Daniel, the most, he never allowed that to get to his head. When he goes back home, let's imagine he prays in the spirit. He's still praying in tongues. He didn't say, now, I've met Donald Trump, I've met the Queen of England, and we speak just Queen's English. Now, my prayer is not this your rubbish you do here later, but no. What I do is, Lord, I give you praise. I worship you. I give you all the praise. And no. He kept on praying the way he always had been praying. There were these three Hebrew guys that were all the folks of Daniel. Same thing, they were following his pattern. A time came They're so respectful. They respected themselves so much in the land. And you should be like that as a Christian. Listen to authority. Respect authority, the Bible says. But it got to a point. The king said, you have to bow down to my God. That was the only place they could catch Daniel and catch those three Hebrew guys. If you remember for Daniel, they said, this Daniel that you are pushing up there, he does not respect you. He said, how now? Daniel is so respectful. He said, no, watch now. See your God that all of us are worshipping. Because some of them, it's not like they know the God or his high service. Because the king is worshipping it, they are worshipping. Daniel said, no, I have my own God. He is the one that made me so excellent that you were able to see me and call me. I will not bow to your God. And he said, Daniel, bow. And because of the king was feeling a little bit, you know, insecure. Because, you know, the people are expecting him to show his authority. Usurp his authority on Daniel. And he cannot. Daniel, because somehow there's a little bit of rubbing of shoulders. Daniel is seen as a very intelligent guy, yet the king is the king. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And now we have a little crisis. The most influential man and the king. So the king wants to prove he's a king. Then he used his authority. Put him in the lion's den. But what took Daniel out? He said something. He said, they that know their God. He said, they shall be what? Strong. They that have a personal relationship. If you check the word know there, is yada. It's a Hebrew word. Are we together? A personal relationship. They that know their God, they shall be strong. They shall be strong. Not those that are hearing in church like this. Oh. When you are done, you go on a yada. Yada is described as the kind of knowledge a man has about his wife. Intimate knowledge. They that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do what? Exploit. The three Hebrew boys said, O king, we respect you about all matters, but concerning this one, we don't care what the consequences are. We will not bow. You will not bow? Yes. They played the sound the first time, they didn't bow. That's prophetical. For every time you are dancing to funny songs, all these worldly songs, you are bowing to Satan. They will use the song and confuse you. You begin to bow, unconscious of the lyrics. You are dancing to rubbish. I don't know that you are catching this prophetic revelation. You are ready. You get the way they do me. You get as they do me. They do me. They do me. As a Christian, that's a stupid thing they are saying. Oh. But you see yourself. Wow. Now the way they do me. Wow. Why are you slapping me now? And Jerry, you are looking for trouble. Now the way they do me. Do me. Do me. That's a Christian. I'm on a mental case. Start to the crest. Now we dey rain for this place. Kolomenta. Hey, Kolomenta, Lomenta. And you see a Christian. Whoa. Because the beat is nice. Mm-mm. You are bowing down to Satan unconsciously because of the beat, because of the sound. As they hit the sound, everybody will what? Bow to the God. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to say. They are taking melody for truth. They are taking melody for truth. Did you catch what I just said? The beat sweet. It doesn't matter what the words are, but the beat sweet. You are bowing to Satan. I've trained myself no matter how the music is sweet. I love music. I was brought and raised up in a music environment. I grew up with people that know music and love music. But no matter how the melody is nice, if the wordings doesn't correspond for truth with truth, I will never. You see me do like the song does not exist. Even down to gospel songs. And I always say my mind. I don't care what anybody thinks. You know, some of you don't understand what is happening in your heart. What you are worshipping is money. It has become an idol. So no matter what some people do, it's never wrong. Because that's where you want to be. At least let me be there and be getting the money. Let the naysayers keep on saying, it doesn't concern me. I told you one time someone came out. I said, I'm not going to sing it. And I said, in this church, don't sing it. It's not because I have any problem with the person. I have not climbed the stage that person has climbed, probably. Are we together? And in the realm of the spirit, that is not a higher stage. The Lord keep you understanding. Hallelujah to Jesus. And yet I said, I don't want those songs here. Why it's painting a wrong? Because of the music, we bow to a certain useless belief. Because of the sound. Are you catching this prophetic revelation? They bow because of the sound. The sound happens, they bow. The sound is nice, the music is nice, but the guy pierced his nose. He pierced two of his ears. And we are singing the song. We are singing the song. We are bowing to that ideology. He's painting something in the hearts of Christians. Before you know, your children will start piercing their nose. One day your child will grow up and wants to sing that kind of song. And he want to see, probably, who is that artist? And when he sees the artist, and he sees daddy dancing to the song, say, daddy, you are dancing to this song. Wow. I like this song too. Wow. That means daddy must like the nose ring too. Some people are not getting what I'm trying to explain. And before you know, they are bowing their nose. But you see, as I'm saying this thing, it's not like it does not make sense. Though. Some people are just like in their heart, let it just be. Let it slide. Why should it just slide? Like, why should it just slide? Why should it just be like that? I will lay the idols and thrones I have made, and all that has taken my heart. Oh, I will lay the idols and thrones I have made, and all that has taken my heart. And Lord, I will bow to no one but you. Lord, I will worship you, Lord. I will worship. Nothing can but you alone, but you. Oh, I will lay down my doors. I will lay down my thrones I have made. All that has taken my heart. I will lay down my doors. I will lay down my thrones I have made, all that has taken my heart. Let's dwell here again. I will lay down my idols. I will lay down thrones I have made, all that has taken my heart. Once again, I will lay down my idols. I will lay down my thrones I have made. All that has taken my heart. Jesus, I will lay down my doors. I will lay, and thrones I have made, all that has taken my heart. Lord, I will bow. Lord, I will bow. Nothing other God but you. Oh Lord, I will worship. Lord, I will worship. Nothing can separate. One more time. I will lay down my doors. All that's taken. Oh, thrones I have, all that has taken my. Let's sing that part again. I will lay down my doors. I will lay
thrones I have made strong. All that has taken my heart, all that. And Lord, I will bow. Lord, I will bow to know that you are the love of my life, and you are the hope that I cling. You mean more than this world, more than this world to me. I won't trade for silver, no gold. I won't trade you, I won't trade riches untold. You are my everything, Lord. Jesus, I won't trade you, I won't trade for silver. Oh God, I won't trade you, I won't trade riches untold. You are my everything, Lord. I wouldn't trade you for silver nor gold. Oh God, I wouldn't trade you for riches untold. You are my everything. Everything and ever needed shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow in worship. You will be exalted and then your kingdom shall not pass away. Oh, visions of day. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we give you praise. Can we just pray in the Spirit? Pour out your love to the Father. Pour out your commitment to the Father. Declare your love for Him. And how that you live for Him all the days of your life. Oh, blessings and honor, glory and power be unto the ancients of days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne and worship. You will be exalted, oh God, and your kingdom shall not pass away. Oh, every tongue in heaven and earth
shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away. Oh, Yarabakatos, every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you will be exalted, O God, in your King. Barakaba Shandabayu Rabakora Rabayakaba. Oh, Ashens of Nation. Larabaka, just pray in the Spirit. Just pray in the Spirit. Sharakaba Baba 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 Lera baba bakosia tabaya kalana maya kobaya. In your kingdom shall not pass away. Oh, extend the days. Rapoka baba yakata yabaya. Shara kalana maya kande rakabaya. Lera baba baba kone baya. Rena baya kopa la kara da baba baba baya kande baya koya. La raga bashanda baya kabaya. Reko saba baya kabaya kabaya. Ora baba 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 ya. Monta kapa subregeti ya kapa la kapa. La kapa la kapa baba 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 baba. Rabako nebaya kabaya. Woo! Lord, we worship you. We thank you. We extol your name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Your kingdom shall reign over of the earth. Sing unto the nations of faith, and none can compare to you, much less what. Sing unto the nations of faith. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you'll be exalted, O God, and your kingdom you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away. You will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom. Rabako Shandaba. Oh, you'll be. Woo! Hey, your kingdom shall not pass away. Oh, it shall not pass away. Woo! Shabba ba 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 ya kabuya.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm taking back what the enemy stole from me. In the name of Jesus, I'm breaking off every lie that I want. The one who lives in me has the one has. Can we say that with authority one more time? I'm taking back. I'm taking back what the enemies. In the name of Jesus, I'm breaking up every lie. The one. I want us to sing that again one more time. That's what is happening to you in this season. One more time. I'm taking back. I'm taking back what the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I'm breaking up every lie. The world lives in me. The world. Father, we thank you for your presence. Thank you because we've got authority to live like your word entails us to live. In Jesus' precious holy name we pray. Can we celebrate Jesus with a clap offering?
I'm sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.